It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district? What on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, I can't understand that.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
And it's not fair just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured. You're valued. You have purpose today. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this moment in history. And thank you to the team that I get to work with. That's producer Joe, Luke, Rachel, Zach, Echo, Charlie, Mike, Teresa, Amanda, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy Friday, producer Joe.
Happy Friday, Kim.
We've had quite a week. We've got quite a show planned for everybody today, too. So fasten your seatbelts. Check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. While you are there, make sure that you sign up for our weekly email newsletter that comes out on Sundays. That way you'll get a first look at our upcoming guests as well as our most recent essays. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com. The text line, people say it slower, Kim. It's 720-605-0647. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice on an independent station, searching for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. And it's not compassionate and it's not altruistic to take other people's stuff. And another word for taking other people's stuff is stealing. So just a thing, it's not compassionate or altruistic to steal other people's stuff. And that could be their rights, their property, freedom, livelihoods, opportunities, their childhoods. Oh, my gosh, you guys, their childhoods are under attack, and their lives. And force can be a weapon, but it could be policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, government-induced inflation, the agenda for the World Economic Forum by the globalist elites, the United Nations. This Colorado state legislature is out of control. And they do everything. This governor is no libertarian. Everything that they do, he knows that they're doing that. And so make sure you connect that dot. Land use codes, zoning regulations, forest fees, conservation easements, national monument designations, transmission line easements, CO2 pipelines, taking away your Tabor refunds, and the list goes on and on. Remember, if something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. And on the show, this is going to be a really interesting show because we are focusing on the issues, not the personalities, but we're talking about politics, and it's going to be a great conversation. My friend Alan Thomas is in studio. It's good to have you here.
Always great to be here, Kim. Thanks.
And we're going to talk about the fringe and elections, and we're going to have to mention some people, too.
Yeah, as always. But, you know, we always try and keep it geared towards, like you said, ideas. That way we're talking about what people should believe, right? But we're not going to force people to believe it. And that's the problem we have a lot in politics, is it's nice and it's easy to throw labels on people to try and lump them into a belief and make assumptions about their motives. But it's a lot harder to actually talk about ideas and debate those.
It is. And I think we've got something in one of our bumper is it takes a lot of work to actually get your brain around these ideas. And you do that. And you really have delved into the Federalist Papers. And soon we're going to have something very exciting to announce. And so we'll just stay tuned on that. We've got a lot going on. So great to have you in here, studio, Alan Thomas. And then my good friend Kane, who is the founder of Task Force Freedom Northern Colorado. And your lovely wife probably said, now don't yell, right?
She did say that, but I want to say this. It's been a long, long time coming. But I know change gonna come.
That guy can sing. Wow.
Yeah, I thought this was talk show.
It is talk show. I will say this. Please take your children out of the government schools. They are not safe. And if you cannot, you need to stand up against this evil agenda and protect your children.
And we are going to talk a little bit more about that. We have less than 2 weeks left in this legislative session. And if you don't think elections matter, they matter. And as you know, I'm doing a lot of work over on the election side. And my good friend Ramey Johnson ran for House District 30, worked diligently. She did not prevail in that race. Who is now in that seat for House District 30 is to Rebecca Stewart, and she's got her name, Kane, on House Bill 1312, which is the transgender activist bill that basically it says a couple of things. It says, really, parents, if you don't affirm your child's gender confusion, Child Protection Services can take your kids, right?
100%. In fact, they've done it already without this bill. They tried to take Aaron Lee's daughter, they sent Child Protection Services to her home.
Yeah.
And I think the principal was there as well. But these policies are against the public. I'm not sure how. I talked with Kevin Lundgren a little while ago. Kevin Lundberg.
Okay.
And I wanted to know, can we have a ballot initiative that simply says, if you violate the Constitution, if you write a policy or a law that's antithetical to the Constitution, then the sheriff will have the responsibility to go in and remove you from office. But we've allowed these people to take these laws, and they're taking our rights. They're using these laws to diminish our rights as American citizens. I often wonder, what would our founding fathers do? At what point would they have grabbed up their muskets and their gunpowder and gone after these people? I think decades ago they would have.
Well, that's why we do the show, though, is because our founders put in place the Constitution and to say that we could settle our differences not by picking up arms, but by elections and battling in this battle of ideas. And that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Yes, and please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Don't go and grab your musket and hit the street. I'm just simply saying we have a process they gave us, which is voting.
Yes.
And we have to make sure that that is correct and that there's no fraud involved, and then we can take over. And then I'm sure we'll talk about later, but there are so many things that they've done to us. All we need to do is use those things and shove it down their gullets.
Well, Alan, what do you? what's your comments on that?
Well, it's kind of funny because I got to guest host the show actually the Monday after that 1312 drop,
right.
And we had Representative Brooks in, and it gets even worse. And for those that aren't always at the Capitol, there's times when you should drop contentious bills, right? They typically do that if they know there's going to be a lot of debate. They'll introduce those bills on like a Monday or Tuesday and allow ample time for
discussion,
for allowing people to go to the well. So it was kind of interesting when that one dropped. It dropped on a Friday. First discussion was on Sunday. And while they were talking about the taxpayer-funded abortions bill, one of the Democrats basically referenced and called the Republicans Nazis. And so then they used an article to silence all debate for the rest of the day. So when 1312 dropped, they silenced any debate on it at all. So, it's like we said, elections have major consequences. And the Democrats in the state legislature right now viewed their supreme majority as a sort of declaration that they get to do whatever they want. And this is exactly that. And we've seen... The sad thing is we've seen the Supreme Court knock down so much of what they've put in place for the Civil Rights Commission, our Masterpiece Bake Shop. So this is just an extension of what they're trying to use that commission to go after every single one of us and compel speech.
I know. And so that's why we're going to have a very spirited discussion here, Kane.
So at what point do we acknowledge and recognize that these people, these individuals in the Marxicoms, they are at war with us? And we conservatives, we don't view ourselves as being at war with them, but they have been at war with us for decades by the very thing that you're talking about. They shut us down. There's no debate. There's no conversation about these issues that they're trying to push on to the public. And so when we recognize that these Marxicoms, and that's what I call them, Marxist communists, are at war with us, then we know how to fight. But until we acknowledge that they're not our friends, they are not here to protect us, they are 100% against the family, against children, against our rights, against white people. Excuse me. I'm just telling the truth.
This is radio, so you might mention that you're not a white person, right?
I am an American. I am a proud American Negro. And let me say this, because I understand why you're saying that. A Caucasian person should have the right to come on the radio and say, these people are against white folks, and I just happen to be white. You have a First Amendment right to express yourself and tell the truth, and because that is the truth. But you know what? We let these people pressure us into censoring ourselves.
Well, and that's why we do this show, because yes. I went through that for a number of years, self-censoring, and I realized that, well, I went through an angry period, though. My delivery, I needed to improve upon that, which I've worked really hard on that.
You're really good at it, too, by the way.
Thank you, but it wasn't pretty. It was not a pretty journey, but we're getting there. But we have to engage in this battle of ideas. But, gentlemen, this show is going to go by very quickly. I've not gotten to some of the things that I do, and the word of the day is omnipotent. And I think that is just such a great word. And it is spelled O-M-N-I-P-O-T-E-N-T. And it could be having unlimited or universal power, authority, or force, all powerful. As in, and I've always thought omnipotent, Alan, it means everywhere, that our God is everywhere, omnipotent. But able in every respect for every work, unlimited in ability. One of the things is omnipotent love. And I think that's something that our Lord has is omnipotent love, just as we have gone through Easter and thought about all that.
And it's something greater than us, right? I think that's the purpose of that word, especially, is to think that there's something beyond us, something that we can live for and strive for beyond just our very limited, you know, and oftentimes selfish views.
And the word again, so your challenge is to use the word omnipotent in a sentence today. It's O-M-N-I-P-O-T-E-N-T, and it is Friday. So therefore, we are going to do a quote from the Medal of Honor quote book from the Center for American Values. I was down there a little over a week ago emceeing one of their On Values presentations, and it was fascinating. Norma Donlan, Japanese ancestry, was born in an internment camp during World War II. Fascinating. And then she also, and she didn't even really get into this, she was married, now the widow of Roger Donlan, who was, I think, the first Medal of Honor recipient in the Vietnam War, good friend of Drew Dix. And Drew Dix, one of the co-founders of the Center, has started a podcast, which you want to check that out. You can do all that by going to Center for American Values. But on Fridays, we honor our Medal of Honor recipients. And this recipient is Thomas J. Kinsman, United States Army Medal of Honor. His quote is this: "So many men and women have fought and died for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans, and those freedoms don't come free. We have a responsibility to honor and to remember." But, gentlemen, did you figure out where you're going to be exactly? We've got the his citation for his actions during the Vietnam War. And Thomas James Kinsman was born in 1945. He died in 2017. So, Alan, are Kane, you're first. Okay.
Yep. For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity. Yeah. In action at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty, Spec 4, mm-hmm. I think, Kinsman, then PFC, distinguished himself in action in the afternoon while serving as a rifleman with Company B on a reconnaissance and enforced mission as his company was proceeding up a narrow canal in armored troops carriers. It came under sudden and intense rocket, automatic weapon, and small arms fire from a well-entrenched Viet Cong force. The company immediately beached and began assaulting the enemy bunker complex. Hampered by the exceeding dense undergrowth, which limited visibility to 10 meters, a group of 8 men became cut off from the main body of the company.
As they were moving through heavy enemy fire to effect a link-up, an enemy soldier in a concealed position hurled a grenade into their midst. Specialist First Class Kinsman immediately alerted his comrades of the danger, then unhesitatingly threw himself on the grenade and blocked the explosion with his body. As a result of his courageous action, he received severe head and chest wounds. Through his indomitable courage, complete disregard for his personal safety, and profound concern for his fellow soldiers, Specialist Fourth Class Kinsman averted loss of life and injury to the other 7 men in his element. Specialist Fourth Class Kinsman's extraordinary heroism at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty are in keeping with the highest traditions of the military service and reflect great credit upon himself, his unit, and the U.S. Army.
So, gentlemen, in the battle of ideas, we're jumping on that grenade, I would say.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And there's a sacrifice.
There is.
There's a sacrifice that we make every day to help our fellow man.
There is.
Yeah.
But as Alan, you mentioned, and I think that's the thing, when we talk about America, it was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. I think it's this idea that we know that there's something bigger than just us. And because of that, we have a responsibility. And we have a duty. And I think that's one of the things that we haven't really talked a lot about in our education system is a duty. But, Kane, we have a duty to do everything we can to protect our children. So,
absolutely.
So we're going to talk about that. But I'll tell you, somebody that is just fearless, I think we have him on the line, and we're going to come back and talk with him, is Representative Kindegraff. The fact that he's down there every day. With what's happening down there at the State House, is my hat's off to these Republicans that are down there. And I want to say, you all, these Democrats are not the Democrats of Tip O'Neill or JFK or your grandpa and your grandma. They actually are pushing forward Marxist communist policies.
Yes.
And the fact that we've got representatives down there every day going down and fighting in this battle of ideas, I am so appreciative. And so we'll talk with him when we come back. But did want to make sure that you check out AmericanValueCenter.com. You should have the Medal of Honor quote book at home in your Freedom Library. And also the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team is great sponsors of the show. And Roger's been in business. It'll soon be 49 years taking care of his clients and his family, giving back to the community. And you're not in business for 49 years unless you strive for excellence. So if you'd like to make sure that you have the proper insurance coverage, have what you need, give them a call for a complimentary appointment. That number is 303-795-8855. Like a good neighbor, the Roger Mangan team is there.
Car thefts, hailstorms, and uninsured motorists are presenting unique insurance challenges for everyday hardworking Coloradans. The Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team knows that when you need to make an insurance claim, financial strength matters. State Farm consistently receives high marks for the company's financial condition and ability to pay claims. For that peace of mind, to know that you are working with a financially strong company, contact the Roger Mangan team now at 303-795-8855 for a complimentary appointment to assess your insurance coverage. That's 303-795-8855. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance understands the importance of home ownership. Karen Levine works diligently at the local, county, state, and national levels to protect your private property rights. With over 30 years' experience as a Colorado realtor, Karen Levine will help you navigate the complicated metro real estate market, whether you are buying your home, selling your home, considering a new build, or exploring investment properties. Kim Monson highly recommends Karen Levine. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516. 1-800-926-1616 for answers to all your real estate needs.
Focused and wise marketing is essential for your success, especially during tough economic times. If you love The Kim Munson Show, strive for excellence and understand the importance of engaging in the battle of ideas that is raging in America. Then talk with Kim about partnership, sponsorship opportunities. Email Kim at kimmunson.com. Kim focuses on creating relationships with individuals and businesses that are tops in their fields, so they are the trusted experts listeners turn to when looking for products or services. Kim personally endorses each of her sponsors. Again, reach out to Kim at kimmunson.com.
It's It is Friday. Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. Email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to Laramie Energy for their gold sponsorship of the show, because it's reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant energy from oil, natural gas, and coal that powers our lives, fuels our hopes and dreams, and empowers us to change our own personal climate. And pleased to have on the line with me, and we're not going to talk with him about that issue, but I know Representative Ken DeGraff really believes in energy freedom. Welcome to the show, Representative DeGraff.
Thank you, Kim. It's always great to chat with you.
Good to have you. And you represent, it's House District 22, isn't it?
House District 22, between north of Constitution, south of Research, roughly, and then between Powers and Academy are kind of the rough boundaries.
And down in the Colorado Springs area, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Representative DeGraff, you've got about 10 more days in this legislative session. And I hear, in fact, Rich Guggenheim had texted me last night that the 1312, this terrible transgender activist bill, is going to be heard in the Senate on Wednesday, I think. So what's your ear to the ground? What should people know about what's happening down at the State House?
Well, what people should know is that, you mentioned in the previous segment that, it's about Marxist ideas, and that is true. But it's even beyond that and it ties in with the Marxist ideas, with the destruction of the family, the dissolution of the family. And in this case, they're doing it through the trans ideology, where the 1312 is about removing parental custody over parents not supporting a child's, in this possibly just chose a name, or really they're, the parents aren't fully supporting, embracing an ideology of transitioning from one of hundreds of genders to another of hundreds of genders. So gender is ultimately about self-expression. It's very incoherent the way they frame it, but pretty much the one thing that's required of any in any gender is a lot of surgical, is becoming a pharmacological experiment with genital mutilation. Ultimately their goal is genital mutilation of these kids, and this has been promoted. And if you've read Kara Dansky's the Reckoning, it's largely come from really some overtrophied some porn-addled billionaires, and you can hear about, you can see the same people in the in Michelle Malkin's documentary about the Rocky Mountain heist, or read the book The Blueprint. It's the same people, and they're coming after your kids. If you read 1984, coming after the kids. It removes the removes any reason for parents to really resist the government, and so it all goes together. But it's really especially harmful for these kids, because they're starting them in pre-K, asking them questions like, maybe you're born in the wrong body, maybe you're somebody else, maybe. And then they keep the pornography in the public schools through bills like SB 25063, 24216, and it just continues. So it's not an economic theory that they're trying to promote. It's a total dissolution of Western values. So we're under attack, and really everybody needs to wake up, be aware, and get involved.
So Representative DeGraff, and you're one of our CUT Award members, Colorado Union of Taxpayers, last year, and we started something new. We're all volunteers. It's only $25 to join, so every dollar counts. But we invested money in what's called CUT Engaged. And so if you go to the website, coloradotaxpayer.org, and it's where people can very easily weigh in on some of the bills that we have selected for them to do so. And I had a little contest. We have four bills that we had just recently posted, and one of those was this House Bill 1312, Legal Protections for Transgender Individuals. But we've got four that we just recently had added on, and I wanted to have a contest on how long would it take to weigh in, because once you go in and click on the bill, you can go ahead and just hit send, and it will go to the bill sponsors, but you can add in your representative or your senator, and you can also put in some of your own comments if you want, but you don't have to. And one of our listeners, Ben, was able to weigh in on those four bills in 1 minute and 51 seconds. But if you only want to weigh in on 1312, I bet it'll take less than 30 seconds, and I encourage all of you out there right now to go in and weigh in on that bill, because it's going to be heard next week. So we're pretty proud of that, Representative DeGraff.
I would be also. That's a fantastic way to allow people to be engaged, and CUT is a tremendous resource. I use it every day. You guys are able to cover even a lot of the bills that, you know, we might or might not get to, and then, you know, are able to, you know, have some pointers in there that, because, you know, people are unaware that, you know, there's 700 bills that will be considered, 600 of which will pass in a given year, and that's really in 100 days. So you're looking at probably at least 6 bills per day, which is just minutes per page, if that. When you get down to the actual consideration. And you have to realize that, like, bills like 1312 that sound innocuous, like rights for transgender children, it's not about rights for transgender children. The bill is literally about removing custody from parents. So that's one thing that people need to be aware of, is what I call legislation 101. What it says it is, it ain't. It's entirely different. Of course, they're going to say it's about rights for transgender children, and in this case, it's their right to be removed from parents.
Unbelievable.
who do not willingly and celebratorily embrace the chemical castration, hormonal cross-sex hormones, genital mutilation. Parents that don't support that are considered to be exercising coercive control, which is a crime in several states, probably a crime in Colorado by the time the session is over. And but if nothing else, it's considered a form of domestic violence, a form of abuse. So if one parent, if both parents are using the child's birth name instead of their chosen name, which is about sexual identity, not about preferred name like Chuck, Charlie, or Charles, then the state considers those parents to be exerting coercive control, and that the bias then is against them having custody.
It is crazy. So, Bill, with the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, we use this great technology. It's called BillTrack 50. It was created by a woman that used to live in Denver. She lives in London now. And so every Friday, now this will probably shake out a little bit more by the end of the day, but my job as the president is to go through all of the bills that are scheduled for hearing and then choose the bills that we will put forth for the board of directors to take positions on. And what we're looking at is how it affects the taxpayer, parental choice or educational choices, property rights, and protecting Tabor. But Representative DeGraff, I'm going to have a busy Friday night because it happens tonight. Uh-huh. We've taken positions on 129 of the pieces of legislation that are scheduled for hearing. Right now, there's 166 that I haven't that I need to take a look at tonight. 106. This is not representative government, Representative DeGraff. This is a bill mill. This is an ideological. There are those that are pulling the levers, pushing these pieces of legislation, and that's why elections really matter. We've got to get this back under control. But I really appreciate you and your colleagues. You've got some great representatives down there with you that are standing in the gap for the people of Colorado, and I cannot thank you enough for doing so.
Well, thank you, Kim.
Yes.
And it is a bill mill. We're expecting hundreds of bills in these next 2 weeks because the majority party does not represent Colorado or Coloradans. They represent an ideology. They represent their ideology first and foremost. They, you know, they give their base, and they just rely on an ignorant populace, which of course you're taking on front on of making sure people are aware. But they rely on people looking at titles, if anything, and not being aware of that. In the next couple weeks, we're going to be reviewing at least 169 bills, if not more. And these are the priority bills. The later bills are going to be the priority bills, and we anticipate them to be, they're always worse than anything we get during session as far as infringement. So the people are tired, they're burned out, the witnesses are tired.
Yep.
And that's what they're counting on. They're counting on fatigue, and they're counting on you, the voters, just giving up. So don't give up. Don't give up just to spite them. And flood those witness lines, because that's when they hear the truth. And the only way they're going to hear the truth is by somebody speaking the truth. And the witness testimony, the online, or better yet, in person, but online is great, witness testimony, where they might have to listen to the truth 20 or 30 times. And it would be ideal if it was 100 times that they had to hear the truth, because they are so resistant, they are so entrenched in, they're entrenched to the point where, as far as the feticide issue goes, they will willingly admit that they are killing a living baby, and they're okay with it.
Wow.
And most people don't have any, they'll be in just complete disbelief, which I understand, because I work there and I'm in complete disbelief as to what's going on. So I understand, but we need people to be engaged.
Well, and that is a great segue into cutting gauge. You can make sure that you have your voices heard on some of these key bills. Right now we've got House Bill 1312. And that's that transgender bill. So go to ColoradoTaxpayer.org and weigh in. Thank you, Representative DeGraff. Good luck, and thank you for standing in the gap for the people of Colorado.
Thanks, Jim. Bye.
Wow. And this show comes to you because of our sponsors. We are clearly an independent voice on an independent station, and I'm really pleased to have the Second Syndicate as a new sponsor of the show.
The Second Amendment was established to ensure that all individuals have the right to resist oppression, stand firm against government overreach, and protect our ability to defend ourselves, our families, and our freedoms. Today, that right is under relentless attack in Colorado. Colorado's premier grassroots Second Amendment organization, the Second Syndicate, is on the front lines, fighting to preserve and protect your constitutional rights. We expose the most pressing threats to the Second Amendment and provide the education, resources, and tools to stay informed, empowered, and prepared. Join the movement. Protect your rights. Visit thesecondsyndicate.com. That's thesecondsyndicate.com, where the second is first.
A serious accident or a life-changing injury can leave you with seemingly insurmountable physical, emotional, and financial challenges. How will you be able to afford your medical bills? What if you can't return to work? The attorneys at Bozen Law understand the immense stress you are under and want to help. Bozen Law's attorneys have decades of experience helping people like you navigate some of the most difficult times in their lives. Bozen Law can provide the guidance and support you need to get back on your feet. Call Bozen Law now at 303-999-9999 for a complimentary appointment. That's 303-999-9999. Don't delay.
You'd like to get in touch with one of the sponsors of The Kim Monson Show, but you can't remember their phone contact or website information. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Thank God it's...
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I laugh every time you play that. Producer Joe, that is so funny. So, yes, it is Friday. Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That's kimmunson.com. In studio with me is two of my great friends, Alan Thomas and Kane. And, Alan, let's just jump in here. Life on the Fringe. We want to talk about elections and politics. And so where do you want to start?
Well, it's kind of interesting because I've heard of we've changed leadership in Colorado, in the Colorado GOP. And it's kind of funny because you hear a lot of the labeling, the categorization of who they actually are, right? You hear so often in Colorado politics, well, they say that they're this, but they're not actually this, right? And it spurred a little something about how difficult it is for us to actually categorize things. And we tend to like to think of categories as you got this list of features, right? You have a conservative, so therefore they believe this, 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 and this. And if they don't believe in this, then they're not actually conservative, right? But that's not actually how categories work. To kind of elucidate this a little bit better, we tend to think of categorizing people as, in mathematics, we have what's called proper sets and subsets. As, you know, when you think of a triangle, it's got three sides, the interior angles all add up to 180 degrees, you have a triangle, right? Or you have a square, the four equal sides all set at 90 degrees, it's a square. If anything deviates, it can't be a square, it's self-defined, right? But when we think of categories in real life, they're actually much more nebulous. Like when you think of more like colors, right? You have the ideal red. You know, if you throw a white light through a prism, you will get the perfect red and it'll come out. You have the color wheel red. But actually, all around that red, we have so much other definition of what red could be, right? You know, for you're actually wearing red glasses right now. When you think about matching, like, for instance, when you go to like prom, you have to match your prom date's red dress. Well, if you go and you try and find the perfect ideal red, it may not necessarily match, right? And that's kind of the point of what I was trying to get at, is just because we have an ideal, we have a center, just because you're on the fringe of that center, just because you're a little bit closer to orange than you necessarily are red, that's not a bad thing, because it actually helps define what the ideal should be. And it creates a point for us to aim towards. And especially for us freedom thinkers, us liberty lovers, it actually even opens up an even bigger question of who gets to define who is on the fringe. And that's a lot of what Colorado Republicans are fighting over right now, is who gets to define what. And Kim, as you know, as independent thinkers, I kind of like to think that my list of what a conservative is a pretty good list. I'm sure you think what you have as a conservative is a pretty good list. And we all have different lists, because that's kind of inherent to the Republican idea, is this independent thought, this free thinking. And so a lot of Colorado Republicans right now are fighting over who gets to define what the center ideal is, what the ideal color of red should be. But then more importantly, it's also who is on the fringe. And that's a lot of the struggle that Republicans are having right now. And a lot of why we are failing is we are more interested in fighting those on the fringe. We're more interested in saying, well, that person is amber, they're not my sort of red, as opposed to fighting the massive blue wave that we have in Colorado right now.
So, Alan, I've been in this arena for a while, and I struggle with this. And so I'm typically, I try to stay out of personalities, but I'm going to bring up a name, Senator Barbara Kirchmeier. She is in leadership on the Republican side in the Senate, and I've been at different events, and she gets up and she says the things that we want to hear. I'm a conservative. And so conservative to me, what does that mean? That means that you're conserving and preserving this idea, the sanctity of the individual, this idea of America, that all men are created equal, that we have these rights of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, that government's supposed to have a proper role, it's supposed to be limited. And so she gets up and she says that. In fact, I was emceeing a Lincoln Day dinner, and she got up and she sounded great. But then when I watch from Colorado Union of Taxpayers, the stuff that she has her name on, it's playing right into the Democrat playbook. For example, she's got her name on a bill that's moving money out of the taper caps. She's got her name on a bill. House Bill 25-1315 that the grassroots Republicans are really concerned about, because one of the things it does is increase the number of PCPs, which means that who's ever in charge of the Colorado GOP could pad the, you know, pad that. And you and I have to have this conversation. I don't understand.
And this is perhaps the difficult nuance of kind of what I'm trying to elucidate here a little bit, is what is the benefit of labeling people, right? What is the benefit? And this is a very progressive idea, actually, this idea of labeling us versus them.
Okay.
You put it into groups of us versus them, and then you're able to say, well, they do things wrong, we do things right. And progressives take it a step farther, and they create, you know, these oppressor and oppressed groups. And then they say, okay, well, since you're an oppressor, you should actually lose rights. And I'm not saying that we're going that far. But when we label people, we're putting it into us versus them. And that's really what Colorado Republicans are struggling with, is we're having these fringe on the outside, and we're saying, actually, you shouldn't be a part of our group. I want you away from us. And where it gets difficult, and I know this is fun that we get to talk about this today, is when we have elected officials, it's very easy to say, hey, you're actually part of them. You don't actually represent me. And that's not what we should necessarily be doing. We should absolutely hold them accountable. We've said that many times on this show, that they are always beholden to their constituents, and their constituents should vote them out if they are worried about the policies they're proposing. But instead of kicking them out of the group, instead we should be debating the ideas and saying, hey, Representative Kirkmeyer, let's look back towards what the ideal is, because I don't believe your bill, your name on this bill, is actually pointing towards that ideal of protecting the taxpayer, of protecting our money and having Colorado steal less of it. And it's more of an encouragement towards the ideal than a kicking people out because they are not in that ideal. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So it's a little bit more so we should be using the ideal center of conservatism, of republicanism, you know, fill in the blank there, mm-hmm. of liberty lovers. And it's saying, here's where we want you to be. We want you to be in this center, in this goal, something all of us likely fall short of in one way or another. But instead of saying, hey, because you're not standing in the right spot, we want to kick you out, it's saying, hey, why don't we pull you in towards this more freedom-loving idea and concept?
Okay, this is such an important conversation. And we may have to go much longer on this. And you're going to roll this piece out, that we'll put it out this weekend, which I think is really important. I think we'll have a lot of great conversation about it. So we'll continue. I want to get Kane's take on this as well, because it's really important. This is one of the things I've really struggled with, and I've really tried to stay away from the name calling. But yet, on the other hand, when I see this legislation, this is antithetical to what we're all about. And so we've got to continue the discussion. We will do that when we come back. And all this happens because of our sponsors. And for Everything Mortgages, reach out to Lauren Levy.
High inflation and increasing property taxes are making it more challenging for seniors to make ends meet. If you're 62 or older, a reverse mortgage may be the solution for what's keeping you up at night. It is essential that you understand the process and work with a trusted professional. Mortgage expert Lauren Levy will help you craft solutions for your unique circumstances, whether a mortgage, a second mortgage, or a reverse mortgage. If you'd like to explore what a reverse mortgage can do for you, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881. Call now.
You'd like to get in touch with one of the sponsors of the Kim Monson Show, but you can't remember their phone contact or website information. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmonson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
It's late at night. You're winding down with your family. And then You hear something outside. Your heart races. What's your next move? At Franktown Firearms and Colorado CQB, we make sure you're not caught off guard. Our purpose-built, 360-degree defensive shoot house puts you in realistic home defense scenarios, so you can build the skills to protect what matters most. In our home defense series, you'll train with experienced military and law enforcement instructors to handle critical situations with confidence. Learn to assess threats at your front door, clear rooms safely, manage entry points, and make smart decisions under pressure, even in low light conditions. Because when it's real life, there's no time to second guess. And with Franktown Firearms located in one of Colorado's lowest tax districts, you'll save money while investing in your safety and your family's future. Be prepared, be confident. Learn more now at klzradio.com/Franktown.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. During break, I was talking way too much and not paying attention. So Alan Thomas is in studio. We are going to be publishing your piece, which is so excellent. We have this discussion. Kane is in studio as well. Both guys are going to be in here for both hours, and we'll focus on Kane in the second hour. And this is such an important issue that we're talking about, Alan, because, and I think what you're alluding to, and what I've seen is if you can get people to fight each other on labels or whatever, then they aren't focused on the real challenge out there. And we've got challenges in Colorado right now. We need to get unified behind protecting our children, protecting our Second Amendment rights, all those things.
Well, and you know, Kim, I would take that even a step farther, or maybe even a step down, and say these ideas are good, but gosh, we got to win elections. Like, you know, we can fight all we want for our kids, but if the Democrats have the majority they have, what good does fighting do when they can push bills like this year after year after year? And so we need to get very serious as Republicans about winning elections. And part of what we're kind of talking about here, and perhaps I can say it a little bit more succinctly, is fighting a fight about labels is unproductive, because it's fighting the wrong fight. Like you just said, we need to be fighting these bigger fights for how do we protect our kids? How do we protect our families? How do we fight for liberty? How do we fight for freedom? And instead, we're devolving this what should be external war of ideas against progressivism and next-gen Marxism. And instead, we're devolving that into an internal fight about who gets to label who and who is actually a conservative and who's actually a Republican. And that fight is so unproductive for us to actually stem the tide in Colorado and win elections and get people into the state house so that they can do their job. And if I could really quick, I did a little research too before the show. You know, we say this thing, any Republican is better than any Democrat.
Okay.
And so I went to Liberty Scorecard. They have all the way back to 2019. And it is kind of funny. You know, they, and again, this is how I can help also help elucidate this idea a little bit better. It's basically a filter for Republicans and Democrats. And, you know, they have grades associated mm-hmm. with it. You know, it's 100% is perfect. Nobody's been perfect since 2019. People have gotten close. But basically, if you go down the list, it's all of the Republicans, and then right underneath them is all of the Democrats. And so you can sit here and you can say, okay, I could use names and I could say who the worst Republican was. And yet even the most moderate Democrat in this legislation since 2019, with the exception of one name, and we're going to know who it is in just a second, every single Republican has voted better than every single Democrat. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't be pointed towards 100% grade. I'm not saying that we shouldn't. But I am saying that even the most moderate, watered-down Republican has still done a better job voting on these issues than every single Democrat, with the exemption of Republican turned Democrat Priola.
He was
the only one in that whole list that messed up my point. But we all know, you know, before he turned Democrat, he voted amongst the Democrats. But it's very interesting to see. That's actually one way we could see that everybody knew that change was coming because of how he was voting. And yet, so to this point, it's I'm not saying Liberty Scorecard is not useful, because it is. We can point towards the goal of freedom. CUT can say, listen, here's the representatives that are voting most aligned with what we believe the ideal should be. And even though there's Republicans that don't live up to that ideal, we can still see and look at them and say, okay, Kirchmeier still did a better job than every single other Democrat in the legislative session. And so I can still say with pretty good certainty, I don't care if who they are, I would point them toward the ideal. I would say, hey, CUT and Liberty Scorecard have great resources. Here's where I want you to be. But I do know no matter how bad you've been, you're still going to be better than even the most moderate Democrat in Colorado.
And Reagan has said, if you're with me 80% of the time, you're my friend. Where I'm struggling is if you're with me only 50% of the time. And when I was on city council, okay, Douglas County, this was 2012. At that time, you had to be a Republican to get elected into Douglas County. And Lone Tree is a very unique situation because it has a lot of money. And they do because we have Park Meadows Metropolitan District, and they were generating a lot of tax revenue. And so there was a lot of money. And people still don't pay attention because they're pretty happy. They like the medians. They like the trash service. There's the little concerts in the park. And so they think everything's pretty good. Now, I would say that there was this focus that was using a lot of the tax revenue for certain projects and certain things. But people, again, I'll just say $7 million pedestrian bridge that I voted against, something like that. But the mayor at that time was a Republican. But when I got on city council, I was looking at the policies, and this was World Economic Forum stuff. He got an award for transit, for getting the train down to the South Metro area. The train that now nobody rides, it's a transfer of wealth to take money from people that do not ride the train, to take their sales tax revenue. And you know, charge sales tax, but he had an R behind his name. Everybody's happy about it. People aren't paying attention because they're basically getting everything that they think that they want. And he's pushing policies that are really World Economic Forum stuff. And he had an R behind his name, but his policies weren't even close. And that's where I'm struggling with this, Alan. Help me.
So if he would have stood up and said, this mayor, if he would have stood up and said, it is self-evident that we have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, would he be speaking truth?
Yes.
Absolutely. And that's my point. These policies are bad because they're a bad idea, not because they're his idea, right?
Okay.
These policies, this World Economic Forum is a bad idea because the idea is bad, not because the person that's behind them or saying them needs to be labeled as bad. We can break this down and we can say this is a bad idea, whether you're...
And that's what I did do on city council.
Right, and that's what you should do. And I'm not saying we should do any less of it. You need to speak truth. You need to speak about all these bills that Republicans have their names behind that take away from the taxpayers' money. Absolutely. We should never take away from speaking truth. But what we shouldn't do is we shouldn't say, listen, you have your name on this bill. You're no longer in my group. You're an outcast. You're on the fringe. Okay. We need to push you out. We don't need to treat the fringe.
I would like to elect somebody that would be more freedom.
And we should. And again, this isn't what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we shouldn't still go through the political cycle of saying, hey, you know, I think if we can find somebody better who's just as adept politically and can get elected, we shouldn't try and get them elected over some of these elected officials. What I am saying is this idea of us versus them, this idea of I'm a true conservative, you're not a true conservative, don't call yourself that, is unproductive. Because what we can be saying is, here's the ideas you supported, here's why I disagree with them.
Right.
Can't we start coming towards the middle? Because we don't, I mean, also very pragmatically, we don't have the votes. We don't have the votes to be kicking people out of our party and then in the general election saying, actually, you know what, can you guys vote for us now? Right? And so there's this idea of, in light of Easter, Jesus was very good at this. He embraced the sinners and he said, you know what? You guys have messed up a lot, but I want to pull you in. I want to show you this redeeming grace. He pulled Zacchaeus in, who was scamming people, who was a tax collector. And he said, you know what? I think you can be better. Here's the example I want you to live up to. And that's the example I'm pushing all of us to live out in as Republicans in Colorado is there's a much more persuasive way. There's a much better way of bringing people into the ideal. And it's not by pointing them out, labeling them as another, and
but
then
saying,
stay away.
Senator Kirkmeyer, I think the fact that you have this your name on this particular bill that is gutting Tabor or some of the Tabor funds is not a good idea. So
if
that's
can,
what you th-
exactly.
think I should do.
If I can, if I can add one thing, we also have to recognize that Jesus went into the synagogue and he turned over tables and he chastised these people. In fact, I think he beat some of them with a switch. And so at some point we have to identify these people. I'm like, you are not representing our party with these policies.
Okay, we're going to keep that. We got to keep that as a cliffhanger because we're out of time. So definitely you want to come and listen to hour number two of the Kim Munson Show. Alan, this is, and Kane, this is so important. How do we have this conversation? Engage in this battle of ideas. So we'll be right back here in just a moment. But I think you'll love the quote for the end of the show. I went to Courage Quotes, and this is from Patrick Henry's speech at the Virginia Convention, 1775. Man, there was a lot of stuff going on in 1775. He said this, "The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It's to the vigilant, the active, and the brave." So, my friends, today, be grateful. Read great books. Think good thoughts. Listen to beautiful music. Communicate and listen well. Live honestly and authentically. Strive for high ideals. And like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you're not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district. What on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, I can't understand that.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
And it's not fair just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation. Welcome to hour number two of the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body, my friends. We were made for this moment in history. Thank you to the team. That's producer Joe, Luke, Rachel, Zach, Echo, Charlie, Mike, Teresa, Amanda, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. A very spirited first hour, I would say, producer Joe.
Most definitely.
And check out the website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter that comes out on Sundays. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com. And Joe, you said that Doug from Douglas County called, but he didn't want to get on the air. Doug, if you want to get on the air, call in the last segment here. But he just wanted to make a comment. You're going to let me know about that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So that call in number is 303-477-5600. The text line 720-605-0647. Do check out the USMC Memorial Foundation's website. They've got a golf tournament coming up. Alan Thomas, are you a golfer?
I do chase the ball around a
do
time
you?
Or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've golfed just a few times, and there's a reason they call the rough, and I would always
yes.
learn that. Are you a golfer?
I am. Actually, I used to have a 5 handicap a little while ago.
Really?
Yeah, I used to play a lot. I haven't played in years, but I used to play a lot. Used to practice a lot.
You two might consider the USMC Memorial Foundation Golf Tournament, which is on the 15th down at the Ridge in Castle Pines. And it's a great way to support the foundation and have a great round of golf and meet some people. If you want more information, go to usmcmemorialfoundation.org. That is usmcmemorialfoundation.org. And our word of the day is omnipotent. It's O-M-N-I-P-O-T-E-N-T. Could be having unlimited or universal power, authority, or force, all-powerful, as our God is omnipotent, but able in every respect for every work, unlimited in ability. And so your challenge is to use the word omnipotent in a sentence today. And our quote of the day is from Medal of Honor recipient Thomas J. Kinsman. And Kane and Allen gave his citation of what he did for he was awarded the Medal of Honor. And I've learned, Kane, you probably know this, but you do not win the Medal of Honor. You're never a Medal of Honor winner. You are awarded the Medal of Honor.
Yes,
and that is something that has taken me a little while to learn that, but I've learned that.
Yeah, that's not really something you want to win.
No.
Like, you are really putting your life in danger.
When somebody is awarded the Medal of Honor, it's a pretty bad day.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
a pretty bad day when things
for happen. Everybody.
For everybody. But what they have done is they have put their lives on the line and sometimes given their lives to protect others, to save life. And I think that's in this battle of ideas, Kane, that's one of the things that you are doing on a regular basis, is you are out there working to protect the lives of our children.
Yeah, and it's not just me. We have amazing team members. I think we're up to like 70, 75 folks that they all have their own specialty, and when we need them, they step up and provide the service for us. And so we're so grateful for these folks and for folks that donate to our cause. So.
And that is Task Force Freedom, Northern Colorado. What's that website?
TaskForceFreedomNoCo.com.
And Alan Thomas, you're in studio. We'll be rolling out. This is a great discussion. I think that we're going to have to continue this discussion because you are pulling Kane and I during the break where we're saying, but what if this Republican is pushing Democrat ideas and you continually are pushing us to say, let's battle in that idea, right?
Right. And it's kind of interesting. I kind of had an eye-opening experience during this legislative session because one of my day jobs is I do commercial insurance. So we work with a lot of contractors, and one of the groups we're a part of has a legislative group trying to help electrical contractors get legislation that's beneficial to their trade, right? And it always amazed me. Last year, they were deciding who they were going to give money to. And I was shocked when I was first on this,
a candidate,
right? Because they have a lobbyist, mm-hmm. and so when people are getting elected, they ask for money, and they of course keep track of who donates to their campaign, right? And I was kind of shocked that this group would actually give some money to Democratic legislatures,
like Democrat, and, not Democratic,
or Democrat legislators.
Okay.
Absolutely,
words
thank
matter.
You for that precision. Yes, they do. And at first, I was like, why are we doing that? You know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, how can we be giving money to some of these Democrats? And then I realize, oh, we're doing it because they want to have a voice. They want to be able to go to these Democrats and say, listen, this is a piece of legislation that's beneficial to all of these tradesmen, to apprentices in the electrical trade. They're trying to buy their way into having a conversation with these legislatures. And that's what I'm trying to push us towards, is as soon as you start attacking people, as soon as you start using the fire and sword, that's mm-hmm. one of my favorite lines from Federalist Number One, people shut down. And I mean, we can think of that. If you're in a supermarket, who's more persuasive in trying to cut the line with you? Somebody that comes up and says, hey, you know, I'm really in a rush. I hate to cut. I don't usually do this, but can I please jump in front of you? I only have two items. You'd be much more willing to let that person in front of you than the person that says, hey, I have to be in front of you. My life is more important, right? And pounding the fist. So when you start yelling at people, when you start labeling them as other, you become less persuasive. And how are we going to effectuate change if we are not persuasive? And that's what I'm trying to push us towards, is we can absolutely say what bad legislation is. We can absolutely say, hey, I don't think you're aligned with this liberty idea. You can absolutely say this is a bad bill. But to label the person as bad, to start attacking a person, that's when you're starting to get into that human nature element and you're losing all of your power and influence with that person.
Okay.
You are handing it away by doing that. And that's the point I'm trying to make.
I love this conversation. So let me say this. And I'm going to use an analogy. So Dennis Rodman, one of the best defensive players on the planet in the history of basketball. he's a maniac. Like, yes. He's not normal, but his ability on the course is amazing. If he, at some point, decides, I'm not going to run the play that the team wants to run. I'm going to do something else. And so they'll have a conversation with him. Dennis, you're the baddest guy on the planet, but we're running these plays so we can win this game. Okay. At some point, the coach, the players are going to go, Dennis, you sit on the bench.
Okay.
Dennis, you're going to another team. Okay. Because you are not in line with what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, and I think part of the problem is, and we'll continue this discussion, is we need to understand what these principles are. And that takes work. But one of the things is read the Declaration of Independence, read the Constitution. We've got this Bill of Rights and this Second Amendment, this right to protect ourselves against bad actors. And the founders put it in the Bill of Rights for a reason, and that is why I am thrilled to have Alicia Garcia and Teddy Collins on the line. They're new sponsors of the show with the Second Syndicate, and we've got terrible legislation down at the State House. Fortunately, I don't think any Republican has voted for this stuff. I don't think so. I know Alicia and Teddy are watching that. Alicia Garcia, welcome to the show. We're having a very spirited discussion, Alicia.
Good morning.
It's good to have you. And Teddy Collins, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's start with you, Alicia. Senate Bill 003, which very, very onerous piece of legislation. I know that it's probably going to have a go into the courts, which basically it's kind of been labeled the magazine bill, but Polis signed that, right?
It is signed. It is going into effect in August of 2026. We have to wait for it to actually go into effect. So we have to wait till August 1st of 2026 for anybody to sue over this bill. I know a lot of people want to reach out to Pam Bondi and the feds and say, hey, we need help here in Colorado. And of course, that sounds like a great idea. We just know that, in fact, we're going to need an appointment of who our Attorney General for Colorado is going to be in order for that to happen.
So elections matter. So there will be an election for Attorney General in November of 2026, right, Alicia? Am I getting my dates right?
Agreed. Yes.
Okay. So Teddy Collins with the Second Syndicate, what is your ear to the ground here? We've got about less than 2 weeks in this legislative session. I'm hearing that there may be some other very onerous things about taking away our rights to protect ourselves against bad actors.
Yes, there's been rumors for the last couple of years from one of our legislative members that they are going to introduce an armory bill. This bill would limit the amount of firearms that a person could purchase in the state of Colorado as well as own in their so-called armory. This bill would also create a statewide registration in the state of Colorado that has not been done before. There's talks that this will be done during the lightning round session in the last 10 days of the legislature. We are 12 days out from the legislature being over at this point. So we should be looking for that potentially on Monday. That is just rumors right now, but that is the word at the Capitol, is that the Democrats are doubling down and they are going to go for more gun control, if not these last 10 days, next legislative session in 2026.
Well, and Alicia, you're a firearms instructor, and we've got to mention the piece that that we rolled out last week regarding Senate Bill 003, and that's getting a lot of eyes on that particular piece. But as I was looking at your bio, the thing about a firearm is it's the great equalizer. You have a 110, 120-pound woman, and you've got a 250-pound guy that wants to attack her. And if she has a firearm and she's proficient with it, that's a great equalizer in her protecting herself against a bad actor.
Indeed it is, and that's exactly what we want to protect for all people in the state of Colorado, not just women, but for elderly, for the handicapped, for anybody who deserves the right to stay alive, which is a right given by the grace of God, not by our Constitution, and it is succinct by our Constitution. And I think that there is a lot of misconceptions now that people are treating this right as if it's a privilege, and it is not.
Well, and Teddy, what I found is bad guys normally don't follow the law. And so what's going to happen is your law-abiding citizens will not have a firearm, and the bad guy will, and that's a real problem, Teddy.
Yeah, surprisingly, criminals don't care about the law. That's why they're criminals. Surprise, surprise. The legislature actually had multiple chances this year to increase criminal penalties. They did in one situation as far as firearm theft is concerned, but they had a chance to bring these consequences down on the criminals. Instead, they decided to restrict the rights of law-abiding citizens and people that just want to, you know, just use their civil rights to protect themselves, to protect their families, to protect their homes.
So that's why the work that you're doing at the Second Syndicate is so important. So Alicia, we had talked about this, and well, Alan, his piece regarding people labeling other people, and I think people that are fighting each other instead of getting focused on what really needs to be done. So what you're doing with the Second Syndicate, explain that, Alicia.
So what we did is we created an organization. Teddy, his wife Rosia, and Spartan Defense came together with me, and we kind of collaborated and created the Second Syndicate as a nonpartisan grassroots initiative in Colorado to become a 501c4, which means we can now fundraise for political advocacy, and 50% of everything that we raise has to go to creating or to donating to political, you know, things. So we champion the Second Amendment. So every dollar that we raise, 50% of that goes to making sure we can create ballot initiatives, that we can, you know, if we want to do recalls and we want to step into that arena, that we have the funds to do that, that we can raise money for education and for events and things of that nature that's going to help support the Second Amendment. And that's something that we really want to do. My partner is Spartan Defense, which is a gun shop in Colorado Springs. And I just want to make sure that we throw this out there. Today in the Senate House floor, they are debating a bill that is kind of not gotten a lot of attention, and it really needs to. It's House Bill 251314, which would give peace officer status for certain Department of Revenue employees. So essentially, it is creating a ATF-like organization that's strictly for Colorado to enforce law enforcement abilities onto Colorado Federal Firearms Licensee Association. So this is a very, very serious bill, and I think a lot of people need to be paying attention to this because it's already passed the House in 3 days.
Okay, and yeah, you are
IRS agents armed with firearms.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Teddy?
I said think IRS agents armed with firearms coming into local mom-and-pop's gun shops, revoking their license with force if necessary.
Oh, boy. Okay, and that's House Bill 1314. Okay. Oh, gosh. Alicia and Teddy, you guys are doing such important work. Teddy, how can people help you?
Well, the best thing, I mean, you can go to our website, thesecondsyndicate.com, the2nd.com. You can definitely follow us on socials, on X America News as well. We just had gubernatorial candidate Jason Meixel on our podcast last night with a little over 20,000 viewers within an hour. Definitely check out our content, check out what we're doing, stay informed, and be prepared for the legislative updates and briefings that we do on a regular basis.
Okay. And Alicia, I'd really recommend that people check out, it's at my website. We rolled it out last week in the newsletter, License to Disarm, the Tyranny of Senate Bill 25003. And there's been a whole bunch of eyes on it as of right now. There's 4,200 likes on that on Facebook. And so that's a really important piece. Very well written. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you for having us, Kim. I really appreciate you.
And you will be featured guests on Monday, which I think will be very important. So stay tuned. But again, that's Alicia Garcia, Teddy Collins with the Second Syndicate. And I really appreciate you coming on as sponsors of the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. God bless.
God bless you as well. And I really am blessed to work with amazing people. Another great sponsor of the show is the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team. And sit down with them. They can create a personalized plan for all of your stuff. If you bundle the coverage for all your stuff, you might be able to save some money. And the way to find out is give them a call at 303-795-8855. Like a good neighbor, the Roger Mangan Team is there.
It seems like we are getting squeezed everywhere. Inflation, high taxes, at the gas pump. Where can you save money? Well, when you bundle your insurance coverage with the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team, you may save money on your insurance premiums. The Roger Mangan team will help you with a personalized plan to cover all your insurance needs for your home, auto, boat, and renter's coverage. For a complimentary appointment, call the Roger Mangan team now at 303-795-8855. That number again is 303-795-8855. Like a good neighbor, the Roger Mangan team is there.
The current level of interest rates is causing challenges and creating opportunities. For nearly 20 years, mortgage specialist with Polygon Financial Group, Lauren Levy, has helped individuals realize their hopes and dreams of home ownership, fund kids' educations through second mortgages, and access capital by utilizing reverse mortgages. Lauren's not constrained to work with just one lender. Because he works with many different lenders, Lauren offers you choices for your individual mortgage needs. Knowledge is power, and preparation leads to success. Call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881 so that you are prepared for the opportunities in the mortgage market. That's Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of the sponsors of the Kim Monson Show, but you can't remember their phone contact or website information. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmonson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
It's Friday. It is Friday. Welcome back to the Kim Monson Show. Be sure and check out our website. It's Kim Monson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. The call-in number is 303-477-5600. We'll take some calls at the last segment of this hour. The text line is 720-605-0647. Mary said that the program keeps going in and out. If you're listening on the radio, I just asked producer Joe about that, and he said sometimes the weather can mess those things up, so you might go to and listen online, I think, and that would be you can listen via the KLZ website or the app, so you might try that. And a lot coming in on the text line, so we're going to try to get to that here in a minute. Alan Thomas is in studio. We're talking about the fringe, labeling people, battle of ideas, and Kane is in studio as well, founder of Task Force Freedom Northern Colorado. And you do mention Marxicom on a regular basis, Marxist Communist, which is a label. And so...
But it's and I want to make this distinction. It's also different when you're self-labeling, right? Like, if somebody comes up and says, I'm a Marxist, I believe in this ideology, I'm not pushing that label onto them. What I'm saying is we're struggling with when we push labels onto other people, when we say, you are not a you call yourself a conservative, but you are not. That's where we start to run into some of our issues and some of our pushing people out as opposed to pulling them in towards the ideal. So I completely agree. People who are Marxists, most of them are pretty blatant about their progressive ideology, about their Marxist ideology. Absolutely. That's what they are. That's what they've self-labeled as.
And I think what you're saying is how do we pull the conservatives together and not have the name-calling within our own
right
group?
Well, how about we fight the Marxists, the next-gen Marxism, yes, as opposed to fighting over who is a conservative and who's not? Yes, that's such an unproductive fight when we have the fights that you're fighting, especially at the schools.
Yes. And I simply say, the GOP, sit down and be adults. Have meetings with these folks so we can find the common goal, which is fighting the Marxists, which is fighting the way they're treating our kids and all the different laws. I just heard about another law that may be coming down with the Collins guy. I can't remember who he was.
Teddy Collins.
Yes. Yeah. And so here's the thing. We have to get folks to sit at the table and determine this is our objective, and I do things differently. I don't talk like Kim. I think she's amazing. I can't talk like Kim. This is how I was raised, and so I'm a point-blank guy. I will call you on your stuff in public. I don't care. If you're wrong, I'm going to tell you that you're wrong. Can I cover two real quick side notes? One, I did a speech in Evergreen a couple weeks ago for the Mountain Republicans and Club 285 Tea Party. Didn't know the Tea Party was still around. I just wanted to say thank you. What amazing people up there in Evergreen. What a beautiful place. And so thank you to Ronnie Rich and Mason. I don't know, 50 or 60 Caucasians invited this Negro to speak. And I said to them, "You racist, how dare you invite a Negro to come and speak to you?" Okay, it was funny at the time.
Okay.
All right. And then the other thing is, I want to say free Tina Peters. She's a political prisoner. We need to, I would ask that your listeners reach out to Polis. You can call a number and ask him to intercede. And the number you can call is 303-866-2471. Please do not be angry. Do not be threatening. Just ask for his assistance to help Tina Peters.
So I made some calls yesterday and got an update. Did you know she's been moved down to Pueblo?
Yes. Okay. I didn't know this. Also, there was a hearing this week, I think on the 22nd, where the DOJ has stepped in and they're trying to investigate. And for some reason, the Marxicoms are fighting it. I would think if you have nothing to hide, you would be open to the federal government coming in and taking a look.
One would think
they're
so.
They're not open because they're criminals.
Yeah.
They're Marxicoms, and they hate you Caucasian folks.
And unfortunately, in that whole issue, there's been Republicans that have been complicit in that as well. So I think we have to talk about the issue, right, Alan? And so we'll do that on that.
So, but can I add one other thing?
Sure.
Because it's going to go back a little bit. If you look at the culture, if you look at the Negro culture back in the 60s, we were at par or comparable to the Caucasians. 85%. In fact, I think 85% of the families had a mom and dad. The Marxicoms came in and they changed the culture. And look at us today. It's horrific. 6% of the population commits more than 50% of all violent crimes. And so the culture is what they changed. What they're doing with our kids, they're changing
culture.
So 10 years from now, if you look at the gender dysphoria, at some point would I, as a 65-year-old man, be able to identify as a 12-year-old kid? Will it progress to the point where I go, I'm a 65-year-old man, I want to identify as a 12-year-old kid because I saw this little cute little 10-year-old down the street? Is that going to happen? 100% it is. And so if we don't fight this now, if we don't defeat this now, what happened to the Negroes from the 60s, that same culture change, is going to happen to our society, and we will be Sodom and Gomorrah, and God will come in and destroy all of this.
And the sad thing is, there's already people making that case that you just made, that they identify as younger, that pedophilia is actually what a condition now. It's not something that's evil and wrong. Mm-hmm. So these aren't just pie in the sky. Yeah. Might come true someday. This is something that legislation has been proposed. People are making these arguments now.
Yes.
And that's terrifying as a parent.
And how do you deal with that? As a man, as a man of God, I know how I deal with it. If Bobby comes over and he's 75 years old and he wants to talk to my 13-year-old granddaughter, he is going to have a bad, bad day. Kane, are you threatening 75-year-old Bobby? No, I'm saying, Bobby, you're going to have a bad, bad day. Because we as men are supposed to protect the innocent.
Oh, well, that's a whole other thing, though, is when you've seen this whole attack upon masculinity, toxic masculinity, this set everything up. Okay, well, we're going to go to break. Kane's in studio. Alan's in studio. Text line's busy. And we're going to talk about protecting our children. And there's crazy stuff going on out there. So let's see. I've got several things that I wanted to mention. First of all, thank you to Laramie Energy for their gold sponsorship of the show. It is reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant energy from oil, natural gas, and coal that powers our lives, fuels our hopes and dreams, and empowers us to change our own personal climate. And also, I tell you, some people that really are standing up for these values of honor, integrity, and patriotism is all the work they're doing down at the Center for American Values. And our Medal of Honor recipients, I think there's one woman that was awarded the Medal of Honor, but these are men that took action when the situation presented itself to protect those around them. And when you go down there and you see the portraits of valor and their quotes that are on the wall, and you just can take such inspiration at their courage and their care. And that's why I think the Center for American Values is so important. That's why I care so much about them. More information, go to AmericanValueCenter.org. That's AmericanValueCenter.org. And another great sponsor of the show is Karen Levine. And if you are buying a home, selling a home, or looking to build, you want her on your side of the table.
Property is surely a right of mankind, as real as liberty, wrote Founding Father John Adams. RE/MAX Realtor Karen Levine has been working diligently at the local, county, state, and national levels to protect property rights and home ownership. Karen has navigated the often challenging Colorado metro real estate market for years. Karen Levine is the trusted professional for you to turn to when you are buying or selling your home, considering a new build, or exploring investment opportunities. Realtor Karen Levine, you want her on your side of the table. Call Karen at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
The Second Amendment was established to ensure that all individuals have the right to resist oppression, stand firm against government overreach, and protect our ability to defend ourselves, our families, and our freedoms. Today, that right is under relentless attack in Colorado. Colorado's premier grassroots Second Amendment organization, the Second Syndicate, is on the front lines, fighting to preserve and protect your constitutional rights. We expose the most pressing threats to the Second Amendment and provide the education, resources, and tools to stay informed, empowered, and prepared. Join the movement. Protect your rights. Visit thesecondsyndicate.com. That's thesecondsyndicate.com, where the second is first.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And wanted to mention Hooters Restaurants. They are a great sponsor of the show and also the Kim Munson, or the America's Veteran Stories with Kim Munson. And how I got to know them is a really important story about proper role of government, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties. But they're a great place to get together to watch all the games. And, Alan, I know you're a basketball fan, right?
It was a rough one last night.
Was it?
But they play again, I believe,
is it the Nuggets?
Tomorrow. The Nuggets and Avalanche are both in the playoffs. So,
right.
Good place to go watch the Nuggets and Avs play.
Is Hooters Restaurants. And the Avs are 1-1, aren't they? I think
1-2. They dropped another overtime game the other day. So
okay.
The Stars have led for a grand total of 1 minute and 2 seconds in the whole series and have 2 wins. So,
ouch. Okay. Well, if you want to see what's going on, check out Hooters Restaurants, 5 locations, Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. Alan Thomas, this piece that you've written, we're going to do something special on this discussion. Is so important regarding a life on the fringe, and we're talking about politics. So we'll probably get into that a little bit more. We need to have a 4-hour show today is what we need. Kane, protecting our children, and I received this from a number of different people. Boulder Valley Health or whatever is having a sex ed camp for kids this week. I know women. I was a tomboy, which, man, I liked to play. I loved to play kickball, and I loved to all dodge. Those were things you used to be able to do. It was dodgeball,
yep.
Kickball, all
yep.
Those things.
Yep.
I know mothers now that their little girls are tomboys, and they are terrified that some teacher is going to get a hold of them,
yep,
and tell them that they're really a boy, they're in the wrong body, and parents won't even know. That's going on here in Colorado.
100%. And I'm not sure who sent it to me, but I got the same information on my phone the other day about Boulder. Here's the problem. Parents, you need to pay attention to what's going on with your kids.
Yeah.
And you have to stand up against them. So I spoke at a Poudre School District, their board meeting, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I don't know if you saw the video. You can go to the website. It's me explaining the book Gender Queer to the school board up there in Poudre, showing graphic pictures.
You have shown me that. And there's this thing that my dad always said. And before we do that, though, Kane, Richard wants the number for POLIS. Again, do you have that right there that
yes,
you can get?
Yes, the number is 303-866-2471. Everyone should call at least twice.
Okay, one more time.
303-866-2471.
Okay, and then I lost my train of thought when I was going to talk about on that. So.
And so what I did is you can go to the website, taskforcefreedomnoco.com. On the homepage, you'll see the video. It's about 2 minutes. And basically show the school district the pictures that we brought to their attention a year and a half ago.
Okay, so I know what I was going to say. You showed me those pictures. My father always said, be careful what you listen to, be careful what you look at, be careful what you read, because many times you can't get that out of your brain. You showed me those issues, and I
cannot unsee it.
I cannot unsee it.
Yes.
And so that's a problem. But they are showing our children, and so they're grooming our children for to be the to
yes, and so you're a lady in your 40s, and so what?
I love you.
And it affected you that way.
I know.
Imagine if you're a 12-year-old kid,
or
10, or 6,
six,
and you're looking at one of the pictures I showed was a child, which is a violation of federal law, by the way, a child giving fellatio graphically. So you go to the website. Click on my amazing – I have a Trump hat on, by the way. That way you can tell what the video is. And then you tell me why in the world these people aren't in prison. And, in fact, I will add this. Kristen Draper, who was the president up there, it's her last year, she belongs in prison. She recommended this book for reading last summer for these kids.
No.
100%.
So parents need to know what's going on.
They need to – well, first of all, they need to take their kids out of these government schools.
But and I know you say that, but some people just can't.
They can't. And so, and I added to that one piece, if you can't, you have to stand up and fight this agenda. You have to go to these people and say to them, stop. Don't do this to my kid. I'm going to have a personal issue – with you if you give my grandson or my granddaughter pornography.
Okay, so next question. Alan, when you were the guest host just recently, was that when the superintendent of Elizabeth Schools was on, or was it when Brad? I was gone.
That was Brad.
That was Brad, okay. So out in Elizabeth, they said we want to get – I think – They wanted to I think it had to be parental permission
so,
to have
so
those
they
books.
Did a couple of things. They were trying to remove books.
Okay.
And that was challenged. And I'm not sure if they won that lawsuit or not. But they also added that a policy of if a child is going to look at inappropriate materials, they had to get parental approval. And so that's in their policy. The reason why when we started Task Force Freedom, the reason why we didn't go after banning books or burning books, because I knew they would have a foothold on that, and they would just hit you across the face.
And that's a problem. Once you start to ban books,
yes,
then books you might like might get banned as well. So
yes,
I've never been on the book banning side. But there's things that are just not appropriate.
Well, let me ask you this. If my son died playing football, a horrific injury, brain injury, playing football, and I decided my next son, as I raise him, I never want him to ever play football. In fact, I don't want him to know anything about football. Don't I have the right to tell the school, don't give my kid any football books? I don't want him to know about this sport because I lost my son. Shouldn't I have that right as a parent to say, I don't want to expose my son or my daughter to this material because of my experience? A parent should have the right. Doesn't a parent have a right? Can't think of it right now. Doesn't a parent have a right to say, if you're going to show anything but a G-rated movie, you have to get the parental approval?
Permission.
It's called best practices. All schools do it. You cannot show a PG movie in the school without getting written permission from the parent. Yet, they will turn around and give a child a book with a picture of a little boy giving fellatio. This makes no sense. Oh, hey, Alan, are they doing it on purpose?
Yes, absolutely.
Of course
I mean, they've been pretty blatant about what they want to do.
Here's my point with you, because I love your, like, you're an intellectual and you're a politician. I'm just a guy. I say, I'm going to stop you. I don't even care about your political persuasion. I am going to stop you from harming children, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, a Christian, Muslim. I don't care. You need to be stopped and you need to be put in prison.
Okay. And that idea is perfect, and that's exactly what I'm saying the argument should be. It's not the specific president of Poudre school districts. This is way beyond one person. This is a ideology that wants to push these things onto kids because they know
But the people that are pushing that ideology
should be held accountable, but we're fighting a much bigger idea than just them. We need to hold them accountable because they are pushing an idea that's even worse than their name carries, right? And this is the point. We've always known that kids are very highly susceptible to things. We understand that.
They know that.
Everybody knows that. This is something we've grown up knowing for a millennia, need to curate what kids get to see.
Imprinting.
Exactly, yes. Because they – and so much of it is also caught, not taught. I mean, that whole, you know, nature versus nurture. We know this. And the fact that they're trying to act like this is not a known truth is the scary idea that we need pushed back on. It's not banning books. It's curating books.
Okay. And producer Joe, he wants to jump in here.
I think when Alan was guest hosting and had the superintendent on, he made a very, very good point. It's not only the problem that they're giving these books to the kids, but there's no guidance with these books. So, like, I read Kite Runner when I was in high school, but I had a teacher guiding me along and going, here is the problem with it, and this is why some of these things are not okay. They don't have guidance with.
So then the next question on that, producer Joe, and I haven't read the Kite Runner, but I think that's one of the books that you're concerned 100%. About. But there's only a certain amount of hours in the day. So why were you going down the road with this teacher on Kite Runner instead of Shakespeare or something else? Why? I think that's a question, is why were they focusing on that? And I know that there used to be this kind of this attitude that, oh, we have – I remember – for example, the first R-rated movie that I went to, it's like, I am not interested in watching this kind of stuff. But there was this, this is culture, this is a story. Well, then we see Harvey Weinstein, who was behind a bunch of these movies. And he was kind of a, you know, an artistic, intellectual. He was a monster.
He was a freak and a pervert.
Yeah.
Can I say that? Okay.
Yeah. So, well, I think that's a label, Alan.
No. But again, it's what is the purpose of the labels, right? And that's the point I'm trying to get across. Is it I'm trying to kick people out of my group, or is it an effective – like, labels aren't a bad thing. We need to do labels all the time. We do it walking down the street. It's how we stay safe. It's a very human thing to want to categorize. Uh-huh. But I'm saying us as the Republican Party are having an issue fighting these – useless battles. Like for instance, another great point, this president in the Poudre school district, absolutely we should hold her accountable, absolutely we should try and kick her out. But if we make the argument she's a bad person, so this is what we should get rid of. We should get rid of these books because she's a bad person. Well, now we're going to fight over whether she's a bad person or not. We're not fighting over whether it's a bad idea or not. And that's what I'm trying to say is we don't want to fight about people. We want to fight about ideas because that's where the power is. I can – you know, she could bring on a reference, her kids, her husband, all her friends and neighbors, and they'd say she's an amazing person.
Let me tell you this. I've been told this for the last 4 years in dealing with school boards. They are awesome people. They are really good people. They are great people. They do great things. And you know what I say to them? Good people would never give your kids pornography. Ever. So if they're good, they're not good to me. They can appear to be good to you.
But I get both things here.
Right.
Because I had – so I'm doing some stuff regarding elections, and I mentioned something about a county clerk. And my friend said, well, she seems to be a really nice person. And I said, well, she may be a really nice person, but the the issues that she's pushing forward are terrible ideas. So I think that's what you're saying.
Exactly.
I need to get to.
And so what do I say? Instead of fighting about whether she's a good person or not, you and I can sit there and say, boy, if you're pushing porn on kids, I think you're a horrible person. But instead of fighting that issue, what we should be fighting is, and what we should be saying is, porn for kids is a bad idea. I don't care whether Mother Teresa says it's a good idea or not.
Right.
It's a bad idea. Let's not do it. So instead of fighting about who's bad and who's not, who has what motivations or not motivations, we need to be fighting for ideas, because that's how we're going to change our heart and soul and minds of people. Because again, if her best friend is at the school board meeting and you go, she's a horrible person, this is a horrible idea because she's a horrible person, they're going to go, well, I don't think she's a horrible person, so this must not be a bad idea. Instead of saying, oh, wow, porn in front of a five-year-old, that sounds like a bad idea. You know, so again, it's directing our focus towards productive battles, especially in this state where, I mean, good heavens, the things you have to fight for, Kane, for our kids is unbelievable.
I get what you're saying. However, the police officer in me says, I need to stop that threat. How do I stop that threat? We vote her out.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So how do we identify that to the public? We tell the public, Kristen Draper provides children with porn.
Okay.
Yes.
So are you going to vote for her? Like they have books where it depicts a father raping his toddler daughter. Graphic, called The Bluest Eye, by the way. Graphic detail.
Okay,
Please tell me the literary value in a child reading that.
Okay.
And we're not cross purposes either.
Yeah.
I agree with that, because you're not arguing about that person. You're saying, here is what that person did.
Yeah.
Here's the bad idea they are responsible for implementing. So again, we're not cross purposes on that. That's what we should be doing, is we should be saying, this is a bad idea. They are for that bad idea.
Yeah.
They need to be out of office.
Oh, and by the way, she saved a kid from drowning last week, but she still pushed porn. She needs to be removed from office. And go, thank you very much for saving that kid, but you provided thousands and thousands of kids with pornography.
Okay, so she really did save a child from?
No, I'm just making
that. Oh, okay. Okay, so call in line if you want to call in, 303-477-5600. Text line is busy. I'm not going to get through all of these things, but keep texting 720-605-0647. And do check out the USMC Memorial Foundation. They're just doing such great work. And we've got to remember and honor those that have given their lives or been willing to give their lives for us. And so you can help them by going to USMC Memorial Foundation. Mother's Day, Father's Day is right around the corner. If you have not purchased a brick to honor your loved one's military service, get it done. And you can do that by USMC. I'm a little bossy today, aren't I? USMCMemorialFoundation.org. That's USMCMemorialFoundation.org. We'll be right back with Kane. Alan, we want to hear from you. 303-477-5600. Text line is 720-605-0647. We'll be right back.
You don't have to suffer the consequences of someone else's negligence on your own. The attorneys at Bowes & Law have extensive experience handling all types of personal injury and wrongful death claims involving motor vehicle accidents, medical malpractice, defective products, catastrophic injuries, and more. Bowes & Law also assists clients with matters related to workers' compensation and Social Security Disability, SSD. Bowes & Law takes pride in truly getting to know their clients and genuinely cares about helping you seek the justice you deserve. Call Bowes & Law at 303-999-9999 for a complimentary consultation. That number is 303-999-9999. Call Bowes & Law now.
Focused and wise marketing is essential for your success, especially during tough economic times. If you love The Kim Munson Show, strive for excellence and understand the importance of engaging in the battle of ideas that is raging in America. Then talk with Kim about partnership, sponsorship opportunities. Email Kim at kimmunson.com. Kim focuses on creating relationships with individuals and businesses that are tops in their fields, so they are the trusted experts listeners turn to when looking for products or services. Kim personally endorses each of her sponsors. Again, reach out to Kim at kimmunson.com.
It's late at night. You're winding down with your family.
And then you hear something outside. Your heart races. What's your next move? At Franktown Firearms and Colorado CQB, we make sure you're not caught off guard. Our purpose-built, 360-degree defensive shoot house puts you in realistic home defense scenarios, so you can build the skills to protect what matters most. In our home defense series, you'll train with experienced military and law enforcement instructors to handle critical situations with confidence. Learn to assess threats at your front door, clear rooms safely, manage entry points, and make smart decisions under pressure, even in low light conditions. Because when it's real life, there's no time to second guess. And with Franktown Firearms located in one of Colorado's lowest tax districts, you'll save money while investing in your safety and your family's future. Be prepared, be confident. Learn more now at klzradio.com/Franktown.
It is Friday, and welcome back, Alan Thomas. I'm very excited to roll out your piece this weekend, Life on the Fringe. This is such a great discussion. We are going to continue this, we only have a little bit of time left here. Kane, this is an important discussion, too. We've got callers. Gammy's on the line. Gammy, thank you for calling in. I know you've been under the weather. I hope you're feeling better.
No, but I'm so upset I'm calling.
Okay.
Listen up. It's this simple. For 4 years, we've spoken to school boards with majority conservatives even. And Kane's got the half of it, but this is the whole of it. In every single county, people like Kane or well-known people need to gather around the public and private sector of parents. And we need to understand that when you go to beg a school board member for anything, they're ignoring you because billions and billions of dollars are being spent on these programs that have to do with SEL, CRT, DEI, and worse, Cassell programs, Panorama Company, and the porn books. We've done it all till we're ready to fall over. But parents aren't standing up. And you can't even, as a parent, go watch your kid's classroom. There's counselors, half of whom are either trans, LGB, or maybe even pedos, are telling your children, don't tell mom and dad. Let me tell you something. These people need to be in jail. These programs need to be shoved up you know what. This is so wrong. And the schools are allowing it because they're complicit, even the ones that call themselves Christian. And it will not change until parents show up in such big numbers and say, you're fired, you're fired.
Absolutely. Gammy, thank you. I know you're under the weather. Thank you for calling in. And transparency. People need to know what's going on in these schools. And we've got Wyatt on the line. Wyatt, what is on your radar?
Good morning, Kim and guys. Couple of points I'd like to make. The first one is there is only a finite amount of square footage in any library.
Right.
Therefore, you cannot contain all the books in the world, and that would mean that the person who decides what books go into that library, i.e. the transgender librarian or whatever you have, is actually the book banner, not the people that are trying to get the porn out of the library.
That's an excellent point. And Wyatt, there was a piece of legislation, now I can't pull the bill number from my brain right now, that was regarding books in libraries and school libraries. And Kane, do you remember which piece that was?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, you're absolutely right. There's only a certain amount of space there, and this library fight's been going on for a long, long time. So you're spot on that, Kane, or Wyatt. I've got so much going on in my brain right now. Wyatt, thank you so much. And then also wanted to hear from Johnny. Johnny is on the line as well. Johnny, what is on your radar?
Okay. I was just going back to the culture, how, you know, they say, oh, the rap music doesn't. And before, when I was a teenager, it was the guys who they had Satan worshiping in their music and stuff like that with the upside down cross. And they were trying to say, you know, your kids are going to like different music than you do. But it was this considerable effort to get into their minds through whatever portal hole they had. And I started like in the 70s when they had the song, "If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right." I was singing my older brother who was going through a divorce. He was singing that song. They're almost like, okay, that's an adult, but I'm thinking like, I think 12 years old. I'm hearing the same songs. So is that putting a certain mindset in my mind as well? And yes, it happens, but when you make it a part of like, what is that?
It's like all the different methods that they use to change the culture.
It's this cultural fight that we've been in. And so thank you so much, Johnny, for calling in. We're just about out of time. So I'm going to go to Alan for his final thought. This has been so great. We'll continue this discussion. Your final thought.
The core civic virtues of self-assertion, self-reliance, self-restraint, and then, of course, civic knowledge are pretty integral to all these conversations that we've been having, right? The parents need to assert themselves. They need to be reliant on themselves to be responsible for the education of their children. We all need to be self-reliant on our own thoughts and our be able to assert ourselves in this public discourse. So again, just encourage everyone to live virtuous lives and to keep pushing forward, because this is a fun conversation, but a very important battle of ideas for sure.
We were made for this moment. This is our 1775 moment. 1775, a lot was going on, Kane. Your final thought.
Yes, it is. You're going to love this, Alan. In law enforcement, there are three types of people. There are yes, no, and maybe people. No and maybe people belong on the ground, okay? I would just simply say this to the GOP. They have given us all the ammunition that we need to defeat them. We're going to change the voting laws. I know Kim is working some stuff. I know President Trump is doing some things. We take everything that they've done, every policy, every law, every bill, and we shove it down their throats. We need to be on the radio every single day. Not even if you're running for office. The GOP needs to have a task force of people that go around, and all they're going to talk about is what the Democrats, what these Marxy comms have done to us.
Well, and this Democrat Party is not the party of Tip O'Neill or JFK or your grandpa and grandma. This has been taken over by those pushing Marxist and communist policies. How's that? Did I do well on that one? Okay, so with that, my friends, Patrick Henry, speech to the Virginia Convention, 1775, he said this: "The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone, it's to the vigilant, the active, and the brave." So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. But tell them if I don't survive.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.